This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The ripples continue.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. More chiming in from Congress this morning over the executive payouts at AIG. At least $165 million in bonuses were made with taxpayer-funded bailout money. Speaking on CBS's The Early Show, the top Republican on the Banking Committee, Richard Shelby of Alabama, lambasted Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner for not blocking the bonuses. For his part, President Obama says the payouts are an outrage. Financial companies took billions and billions of dollars in federal bailout funds. In return, they promised to abide by the rules, including limits on executive pay and bonuses. But some are reportedly looking for loopholes. From North Carolina Public Radio, here's Marketplace's Janet Babin.
Lavish bonuses and pay raises may be gauche in public circles, but in the boardroom, they're seen as tools to keep top performers happy. The Wall Street Journal reports that Citigroup and Morgan Stanley, among others, are considering a base pay increase for some top-level executives. That strategy would get around new laws expected to limit bonuses for employees at firms that took taxpayer bailout money. Salary jumps could help companies retain top talent. Justin Urquhart-Stewart is an analyst at Seven Investment Management in the UK. He says aside from a few foreign exchange positions, though, there are few other companies that these top-performing employees could go to.
I think the industry has to realize that the world has changed. There has been a seismic shift in the financial services industry, and paying excessive bonuses and excessive pay levels in a new world is frankly an abuse of the system.
The Treasury Department is expected to release guidelines for executive pay, including bonuses, by the end of the month. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
There's another Federal Reserve policymaker session starting today, a two-day meeting to look at the economic fallout the country continues to face. While the Fed's cut the benchmark interest rate to a record low, it will likely leave it alone for now. Sounds a little like Wall Street. Futures are near even before trading begins this morning. Dow and S&P shares were basically flat yesterday, down just a tad. The Nasdaq lost nearly 2%. European stocks mostly lower. Asian markets were mostly up. Japan's Nikkei rose more than 3%. Hong Kong shares fell slightly. Oil fell below $47 a barrel. With gasoline prices down from this time last year and the weather warming up, people are looking for some family outings. But one theme park company continues to have trouble circumventing the fallout. The CEO of Six Flags says one of its biggest debt holders won't meet to discuss restructuring, and that could wind the company up in bankruptcy. Here's Marketplace's Caitlin Carroll.
The big theme park chain Six Flags has been on a scary ride for a while. The company's been struggling under a mountain of debt. So despite a slight bump in revenue at its 20 theme parks last year, Six Flags may have to declare bankruptcy, unless its creditors agree to a restructuring plan. Credit Sites analyst Chris Snow says Six Flags has a lot worth saving.
It's generally a good business with strong margins. All the interested parties right now are going to be happier if the company were able to stay as a going concern.
Happy because as people travel less, they're spending more time at local theme parks, and most of them are offering big discounts. Robert Niles is founder of the website ThemeParkInsider.com.
This is going to be a brutal year for the tourism industry, and the industry understands that.
And if there's one thing Americans understand, it's companies hanging on for dear life. In Los Angeles, I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.
American Express saw a steady increase in both delinquencies and loan losses so far this year. Net write-offs jumped 1.2% between December and February. It's also reporting its fourth quarter consumer spending down at 10%. American Express shares fell more than 3% yesterday.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft. providing people-ready enterprise solutions, software based on how people really work.
More than 5,000 people died last year in Mexican drug wars. A lot of the violence is especially heavy in towns near the U.S. border. So you'd think word of such danger would send most American tourists away, right? Not so much. All the deals and the devalued peso are making the trip even more tempting. From Baja, California, Philip Martin reports.
On Tijuana's busiest tourist strip, Avenida Revolution, desperate merchants are out on the streets in full force.
Come and visit Tijuana, amigos. Come.
Yeah, it's a good place.
The ongoing violence here has left the streets basically deserted. Marines from nearby Camp Pendleton have been banned from traveling to Tijuana. The State Department has warned Americans to be careful when heading south. But that didn't stop Floridians Linda and Steve. They're carrying armloads of souvenir T-shirts and sombreros.
We feel safe over here. I mean, what they told us is it's the bad killing the bad, so that's good.
And that ongoing chaos means that tourists have the upper hand.
Want to take a picture? Yeah, take a picture.
One merchant named Enrique has a donkey painted in black and white zebra stripes. His deal is, if you buy two T-shirts, you get to take a photo free of charge. Enrique says they need all kinds of giveaways because the narco wars have put a damper on business.
That's a big problem in Tijuana, drugs. A lot of drugs and a lot of gangsters. The mafia. Yeah.
Steve Wood from Anacortes, Washington, thinks the steady drumbeat of grim news creates a great buying opportunity in Mexico. Wood recently purchased a couple of timeshares in Baja California, and he also found a great deal on a five-star hotel here in Cabo San Lucas, complete with a lake-sized pool.
We got a deal in the mail, an opportunity to come here for $299 for an entire week.
Do you find opportunity when other people are afraid to travel?
Yes, I do. I think that's how we generally got our timeshares.
These days, many hotels are only about 40% occupied. Alberto Gutierrez is a resort sales rep in Cabo. He's convinced the number of tourists will inch up as Americans put the violence in perspective.
Americans know that the drugs cartels are not going to go and destroy the resort. They know that tourism is the second source of income. So Americans know there's that. And of course, there's always great deals.
If you have no problem going where many others fear to tread. In Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, I'm Philip Martin for Marketplace.
Hope you can join us at our website where you can share your thoughts at marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.